You're listening to SBS News.
Oh, crikey, that's me.
Is that you?
Yeah, oh. I've never seen this photo before. That's me. Wow, I'm just blown away, hey.
That's Bern Tran looking at a photo of himself as a toddler. The photo was taken 40 years ago when he was one of 99 Vietnamese refugees plucked from a stricken boat by Australian naval forces off the coast of Vietnam. Now many of those on board have been reunited with those who saved their lives.
Obviously it's a big risk. It's either we're going to make it or we don't. From what I've heard, a lot of refugees don't even make it to Australia. They just perish. My dad, my mum left behind family as well. I think it's an amazing chance and a risk that they've taken to provide this opportunity for a lot of people who are here today.
Organisers of the reunion event at Shell Harbour, south of Sydney, relied on historical photographs taken of the rescue to identify survivors and the sailors involved. The rescue on the 21st of June 1981 saved all 99 people on board who'd been drifting for days without adequate water or food. Boat survivor Bern Tran was only 13 months old when he and his family were rescued. Now himself a father, Mr. Tran realises how brave his father had been as the captain of the doomed fishing boat attempting to find a safe place for his children.
We live in a totally different society now, but for the desperation that's going through his mind at the time to make that call, I'd aspire, to have his braveries.
He and his two siblings were among more than 20 children on the boat when it ran into trouble. The Grumman Tracker plane from the HMAS Melbourne was on its final reconnaissance flight of the day when it spotted the distressed boat. Mr. Tran's sister, Jessica Chi Crosskill, says the reunion is a great opportunity to thank the Australian Navy crew who came to help.
Just a miracle, because the tracker, they can only detect metal, but our boat were timber, but somehow we ran into each other and they rescued us. Without the Navy, we wouldn't be here because the boat was, the timber was split, the water coming into the boat and the men are tied and everybody trying to scoop the water out of the boat and also getting dark and so it's just unbelievable.
Naval photographer Rob Patterson was on the HMAS Melbourne and his photos record just how dire the situation was. He says there were some other ships that were told to stop and render assistance, but they chose to ignore the order. After nearly a week on the HMAS Melbourne, the Vietnamese asylum seekers were taken to Singapore.
Well, some of them were near collapse. As they brushed past me, I just stood in one spot and took photographs as they were coming towards me, and as you can see from this. And as they brushed past me, I could smell diesel fuel. Then I realised that their soaking clothes that they were in was mainly diesel fuel and salt water, a combination of both, So they'd done some really hard yards over the previous 3 or 4 days.
77 of the cohort chose to resettle in Australia, which accepted more than 50,000 Vietnamese refugees under then Prime Minister Malcolm Fraser. While many were able to establish new lives, event organiser Stephen Nguyen says the reunion is also about remembering those who died trying to escape the Vietnam War.
We have to pay the high price to get the freedom. Can you imagine 400,000 Vietnamese boat people perish at sea just because they want freedom at that time? And among them is my uncle, my nephew, my eldest sister, a Catholic nun, all perished at sea.
The photographs were vital in helping him and other organisers track down crew members, including John Tregoning, who is seen in the photographs carrying a semi-conscious boat survivor, Vanessa Van, to safety. Mr. Tregoning says he'd recently found out that Miss Van had settled in Australia and become a cancer specialist. Ms. Van passed away 2 years ago, but he says her daughters have followed their mother in a career in medicine. He says knowing about the significant contribution Ms. Van and her daughters had made to Australia made his efforts in the rescue all the more special.
I told my wife about it and she said, you realise what you've done? And I said, nah. She said, you've helped save the lives of, and change the lives of so many people. From an act of kindness, really. That's all it was when you helped them. But through that, she's gone and done what she's done, passed it through to her daughters, and countless lives have been made better for it. And I think that was then, after all these years, when it really hit me what we'd actually done that day. And, we're all very proud of that.
40 sailors and crew attended the event at the Haas Aviation Museum, many meeting survivors for the first time. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.